As long as it takes, on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House reaffirming that position on support for Ukraine while acknowledging the war launched by Russia may not end anytime soon.
We'd like to see this war end today, and it absolutely could. All Putin has to do is pull his troops out of Ukraine, call it a day, and it's over. But he has shown no signs of being willing to do that.
So National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the goal is to make sure Ukraine can succeed on the battlefield and eventually at the negotiating table, an effort that now includes tanks.
The United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks as Ukraine continues its fight against Russia.
The Abrams tanks are the most capable tanks in the world.
President Joe Biden saying the parts and equipment necessary to sustain the tanks are also being sent, and the U.S. will begin training Ukrainian troops on sustainment, logistics, and maintenance as soon as possible.
Fox's Ryan Schmell is at the White House. Germany also sending and allowing other countries to send its Leopard 2 tanks. A former FBI counterintelligence official accused of violating U.S. sanctions and money laundering over ties to a Russian oligarch pleads not guilty. Charles McGonigal appearing in court by video today. He's been released under conditions set by the government, including turning over his passport, due back in court next month. A foreign national admits mailing ricin to the White House.
Pascal Cécile Véronique Ferrier pleads guilty to mailing threatening letters with homemade ricin to the White House during President Trump's term and to eight Texas state law enforcement officials. The 55-year-old dual citizen of Canada and France admitting to making and sending the deadly poison in 2020 from her Quebec home, threatening the then president on Twitter, saying in a letter he should give up on re-election and blaming Texas officials for a 2019 detention.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The National Rifle Association becomes the latest group to sue over one state's new ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Illinois' new gun ban, a radical defiance of the Second Amendment. That in a federal lawsuit filed by the NRA that now joins a stack of gun rights advocates seeking to toss out Illinois' Democratic championed gun law that in part bans commonly used semi-automatic rifles, shotguns and pistols, and large capacity magazines. More than six dozen sheriffs have also vowed to defy the law that they characterize as unconstitutional. Last week, a judge issued a temporary restraining order, partially blocking the new Illinois gun ban that Governor J.B. Pritzker vows to defend. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two deadly stabbing attacks in Europe on a train in northern Germany. Two people killed, five injured by a man with a knife who was taken into custody. And in southern Spain, reports of a man with a samurai sword attacking people at a church, killing one, injuring four, including the parish priest. That suspect is also in custody. The legal fight over an abortion drug escalates.
Two separate lawsuits have been filed challenging states' abortion pill restrictions in North Carolina and in West Virginia, where manufacturer GenBioPro, which makes a generic version of mifepristone, is suing to overturn the state's ban because it restricts access to medication approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In North Carolina, a physician is asking a federal court to strike down the state's restrictions on the abortion drug. She argues they're at odds with rules set by the FDA, which approved mifepristone mifepristone in 2000 to end pregnancy up to the 10th week when used in combination with a second drug, misoprostol.
Fox's Lillian Wu. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks turning mixed after an earlier sell-off. The Dow is now up 17 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.